Joan Armatrading, drop the pilot.
Joan Armatrading, she's from the West Indies, and that's a number 78 hit from Joan Armatrading in 1983. That's Drop the Pilot.
That features, I'm sure, Will Lee on drums and Paul Schaefer on keyboards.
She had a lot of session smoothies on that one.
Yeah.
But that's her only chart hit.
Wow, that's all?
1978.
Oh, I can't believe that, because I grew up with Joan Armatrading around the house. Not literally. She wasn't she wasn't a roommate or anything, but no, my mom was a big fan.
She did the Stitzel family accounting on the side.
That's right.
That's her only chart hit, and that's, like I said, number 78 is not actually much of a hit, but...
Yeah, it's better than we've ever done.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
But
as far as we know, and cosmic slop theme, da 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 da.
Oh yeah, we could make a mint on that.
That's true.
But that song also covered on the new Mandy Moore record, which is to make that sound relevant at all that we're shilling for a Mandy Moore record. Hey, there are some friends, acquaintances, and other notable Minneapolis types all playing on that record.
Plus a bunch of really astute song choices.
Yeah, it's my tip of the hat to the groovy choices. Sense is working overtime.
To whoever encouraged her to sing what is on there, it may well be her. Who's to say? She may be that cool.
Drop the Pilot was a personal choice of hers.
Oh, cool.
Actually.
Good for her.
Because she's sitting there talking about it.
Right on. All right.
Anyway, well, I think I've spent more part of my brain in the last, you know, for about half hour's worth of poking around online last week at one point. It's about most attention Mandy Moore's ever has or probably ever will receive from me, but it was intriguing. Anyway.
Yeah.
That song is on her new record.
There you go.
In the middle, we heard The Ruddles.
I Must Be in Love.
Fine Neil Innes Beatles homage.
Homage, pastiche.
Cash in.
Cash
in. His own deal. All You Need Is Cash, the fake Beatles parody, which in fact, it's The Ruddles. If you don't know about All You Need Is Cash and you are a Beatles fan or a music geek fan, you must see this movie.
All You Need Is Cash. The Ruddles.
The Ruddles.
The Prefab Four from Rutland.
But Neil Innes, friend and musical compatriot of the Monty Python crew, he was also a member of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. And he's the guy that is
Ron
the true...
Ron Derek's Digging Nasty.
Yes. But Neil Innes...
Oh, wait, no. It's,
the
sorry.
Yeah. Neil Innes, the main musical drive behind the masterful parodies of The Ruddles. And that's one of my favorites. And we started the set out with Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters by Elton John, also on that Mandy Moore record of covers that we talked about, so we kind of bookended the set there, and I think we don't need to say Mandy Moore anymore.
Yeah, that's right. Her name is on the tip of everybody's tongue.
Oh, totally.
I'm playing with the little...
Joel's got
toys. Battle top over here.
Got toys over there.
Oh, it's the tape thing. It's the thing from the tape dispenser, and there's no tape in it, so it's like it's fun to play with instead. Okay.
What is on your T-shirt? What are you wearing there? Ah, karaoke superstar.
That's my Starioki superstar T-shirt.
Starioki. Excuse me, I saw the end of the word. It's a specific custom shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And does the whole squad wear their T-shirts when they go
well,
out?
It's not really a squad. It's just, there are some of us.
There is a circle of you.
There is, yeah, that's right. I get to be an insider.
He's a pro.
I'm a pro.
He's semi-pro. Plus that
contract with him.
It's a wonderful face choice.
Yeah, isn't this great?
For the haircut and the thing for the...
You have to see it to believe it. So, at the Kitty Cat Club on Friday night, we had requests from out of the audience.
Some of which we didn't have with us. So we're going to maybe play some now.
That is correct. We had Boney M.
Oh, yeah.
By request for our Latvian friends.
We did, in fact.
And our Latvian friends also asked for Genghis Khan.
Which was an awesome choice.
It was an awesome choice. Would have been great, but didn't have it with us. But I was able to sing some of the Genghis Khan. Yes, yes, yes. You know it. It was big when I was a kid.
You may know them from the song Moscow.
Mm-hmm. Moscow. But no, this is Genghis Khan's theme song. And this was my entree to Genghis Khan. I was watching the movie She's 19 and Ready on Skinamax one night. And it's one of those European turn of the 80s sex films where everybody's dressed in bell bottoms and
for fans of my tutor
heavy clothing
and private lessons.
When they are dressed at all, they're wearing late 70s European fashions, and in those films there's always a trip to a disco.
Because that's where hot things happen.
Where hot things happen, and you can show young gyrating bodies and so forth and so on. It can be entree to something that happens
and
later on.
You get to introduce a musical performance that perhaps will make everyone money on the soundtrack.
Correct. And, you know, there is music there, and the characters, always, it is a cliche, they turn to each other, this music is very good. Yes, it is, I enjoy it. And then they go off and dance and then have sex with each other later on. But, and she's 19 and ready. The band at the club is Genghis Khan, and I'm watching this film. Just, it blows my mind because this 7-foot-tall man in a crazy Sultan outfit comes out and starts Cossack dancing, and then Bucks Fizz comes in and dances and sings along with him, and it's like this ABBA mixed with the
craziness.
Yeah, with. I don't know, with the...
Teutonic, pouncing, throbbing Teutonic beats.
I Dream of Jeannie, and it's just, it's crazy. And they do this little dance, and they sing this Genghis Khan song, and I finally tracked down Genghis Khan.
After a couple of years, did it not?
I know. I thought they were Boney M.
Because it sounds a lot like Boney M.
And it led me to Boney M. But no, I came across the Genghis Khan record in the comedy section at a used record store.
Because they didn't know what to do with it?
Because the cover was so ridiculous.
Right.
Shows them in their funny little outfits.
Surely this must not be serious, they thought.
And they were big hit makers in mainland Europe in the late 70s and early 80s. This is Genghis Khan's Genghis Khan. Hey, light the hole, light the...
Get ready to move your feet.
Because it is infectious.
On Cosmic.
Like a rash.
Requested
a rash
on Friday night.
Stabbings.
From Friday night, at least, requested Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
Blind, Genghis Khan. Ha! Hu! Ha! Die Hufe ihrer ear-pleasing portion of Radio K is brought to you by Aardvark Records, now at a new expanded location at 924 Lowry Avenue at the intersection of Lowry and Central Avenue in Northeast Minneapolis. Aardvark features a variety of new and used vinyl and CDs. Aardvark also pays cash for used music. Aardvark Records is proud to support Real College Radio, Radio K.
This week's featured CD at Aardvark Records is Coop's Waltz for Cool on the Quango label.
Want to get the word out about your business and support Radio K at the same time? Underwriting is a unique, fun, and hip way to let people know about your business. Call Sarah at 612-625-3500 or email sales@radiok.org for ways that you can help Real College Radio and promote your company or event. That is Sarah at sales@radiok.org.
A recycled portion of Radio K is made possible by Ragstock. With over 40 years of experience recycling used clothing, Ragstock has locations throughout the Midwest, including Twin Cities locations at Lake and Hennepin in Uptown, University and Snelling in St. Paul, and in Minneapolis' Warehouse District at 830 North 7th Street. Each features a wide selection of used, modern, retro, and vintage clothing for men and women. Ragstock offers Halloween treasures as well as create-your-own wardrobe options, including mullet party wigs and 70s and 80s accessories. Ragstock is proud to support Real College Radio, Radio K.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow.
Parsons produced that?
Yes, he did. More importantly, that sounded so much like a TV theme fade out at the end. Fade into the old diner with the gang.
January was filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Ciao, 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 ciao.
That's Pilot by Request, January.
Ciao, 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 ciao.
Follow-up to Magic. Before that, the Three Dog Night with Celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a nice one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Stop my craft project over here.
I feel like it. Kid again, and Genghis Khan started things off with Genghis Khan.
Someone called up and said, you know what, you're right, that was infectious.
Mm-hmm.
To which I said, as in, now there's something wrong with you and you need to go have
yeah,
somebody help
there
you,
are shots
help you
that.
Solve that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Very infectious.
Yeah.
And it's Genghis Khan with a T or a D-S?
D-S-C-H-I-N-G-H-I-S Khan.
Genghis.
Genghis Khan.
Uh-huh. God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Do, 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 do.
Good stuff, man. Yeah. So, well, Chuck and I are finally getting our acts together. We are putting together our Power Surge party packs. We have, photos
been,
and things.
We have been tardy.
Yeah, we're a little slow moving. We're older guys, it takes us a while to get up and moving.
For those of you who generously contribute to the station and you are awaiting Cosmic Slob lovely packages.
Your merchandise is in our hot, sweaty hands and will soon be in yours.
They'll be at the office before we leave today, meaning if you've tried to pick up your Cosmic Slob stuff at the studios, we apologize.
Yeah.
If it's
all our fault.
If you've not come and picked up your Cosmic Slob goodies, such as the CD and the autographed photos, they are going to be waiting for you starting tomorrow in the office.
Indeed.
So you can drop by anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so
that said.
That said, and they're worth the wait.
That's real. They really are.
We think so.
Very special.
I also remembered that one of our promos is lost to the mists of time. One of our more recent promos we never grabbed a copy of.
Which was?
The one where we sounded like the Miss Cleo dial-in.
Oh!
And that one's gone? Get Your Fortune. It's not. It's missing. I saw something on TV last night that jogged my memory. It mentioned Miss Cleo, and I went, you know, I did a parody of Miss Cleo once. I think that one's just gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm afraid that
the controversial one.
Yeah, people thought it was a mocking accent or something.
We're making fun of the Jamaicans, but no, we're making fun of Miss Cleo.
Making fun of ripoff artists is what
exactly.
We're making fun of.
Oh dear.
No variety. Kind of replayed it in my head. I'm like, oh, if that one's gone, that's too bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, it probably is gone.
Maybe. maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, you never know around here.
Wiping the drives. They're switching over to from one product to another for the audio manipulation program. Space is at a premium when you record hours and hours of junk on one computer.
No.
Botany Bay. it's the one line I know from that movie, and I can utter it at will. Do the exact proper thing. Indeed. Hushed fear and astounded. Botany Bay.
Okay, Chekhov.
Yeah, that's my Chekhov. It's my Walter Koenig imitation. Take that one to the bank, won't you?
Mm-hmm. Works for me.
Uh-huh.
All right, enough just filling time with our lips flapping.
Since when?
About some Crystal Gayle.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, she'll wipe the slate clean.
Her songs are pretty. Her hair is long. She was a sister or cousin to the Cash family or whatever
No, younger sister of Lou Hart Lynn.
Oh, I grabbed the wrong royalty from Nashville. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, she's part of the Lynn family.
That's
or
right.
Part of the Gayle family or whatever the heck.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, but yeah, they're all related. Everybody in Nashville
Careful.
Is related in one way or another.
Careful.
Hey. But Talking in Your Sleep, a fine Crystal Gayle tune.
Okay.
I'm going to enjoy this one. It plays with prepositions. There are many different connections. It's talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams, all this kind of stuff. So it's an interesting listen.
Her music, crossover country pop stuff like nobody's business, unless you go out seeking it or if you say you listen to WLTE a lot, really no place you're going to hear this.
That's right.
I don't think she falls into current country too
much
at all.
Yeah, modern country has turned their back on good stuff.
You're either into a solid dose of the soft rock easily listening, or you don't hear any Crystal Gayle anymore.
Yeah, you can't do a line dance to it. They want none of it.
Watch me. Just watch me.
This is Talking in Your Sleep, a very slow and languorous line dance.
It's a good Grade Day song.
It's Crystal Gayle.
On Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
3 o'clock in the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. I've been listening to your dreams and getting very low, wondering what I can do. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turns you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeper. On your mind. Maybe I'm being foolish, 'cause I haven't heard you mention anybody's name at all. How I wish I could be sure it's me that turned you on. Each time you close your eyes, I've heard it said that dreamers never lie. You've been talking in your sleep, sleeping in your dreams, with some sweet lover, holding on so tight, loving her the way. On your mind, you've been talking in your sleep.
what I find is the case quite a bit of the time. Hey, Stars, by request.
STARZ, and no, it's not the cable network of pay movie channels.
No, it's a late 70s power pop group. She's Just a Fallen Angel.
And one dude from Stars used to be in the Looking Glass, and that's what the caller called. They said, you know, do you have any deep cuts by Looking Glass? And I said, no, not really. You got your Brandy's a Fine Girl. And there's a Jimmy Loves Marianne was also a Looking Glass hit. And he says, I said, well, and he says, because one of the guys was in Stars. And I said, well, I got a couple of Stars tunes. He goes, that's what I want to hear.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
It's Cherry Baby was the one hit.
Yeah.
And I think it's the bigger hit, actually. And then this one, She's Just a Fallen Angel, in there, parentheses involved.
Yes, She's Just a, in parentheses, a Fallen Angel.
Stars.
Out of parentheses.
STARZ.
And before that, the Remo 4, in the first place, from the soundtrack to Wonderwall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of George
Wonderwall.
Harrison.
Yes.
Music George by Harrison George Harrison and Wonderwall. An Apple film, is it not?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And a guy called up. We played the Ruddles earlier, and he called up with his Ruddles story, which is that he heard George Harrison being interviewed on Rockline with BC Bob Coburn. And it's always great to have a living legend in the studio with you. I'm BC, and I'll be seeing you. And he had George Harrison in there. This is, must have been in the mid, around 87, 88, when George had his mind set on you. And some people were asking, really, as the story was just related to me by hearsay on the telephone, people asked really ordinary Beatles questions, and it wasn't terribly inspired until one guy called up and said, George, what did you learn from the Ruddles? Well, you know, what did seeing that movie tell you about the Beatles or something? And of course, Harrison himself endorsed the film. He's in the film in costume, actually, as an interviewer. And he just started laughing, and he says, the rest of all that other crap you read is nonsense. That Ruddles movie is the real history of the Beatles. It's the real history. If you really want to know what happened to the Beatles, just watch that movie and just stop all the other stuff. It's all pointless. All the real stuff is rubbish. And
funny guy.
I mean, for as collectible and pretty as the reissues and all that, do you like Wonderwall as a movie?
No, it's a really stupid movie, but it's a great package.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a really nice package. No, it's a lovely DVD, wonderfully restored, and the Beatles connection, of course, has made it something that people have wanted to see over the years. It's
right.
Not, these days, it's not a difficult film to find, but it has traditionally been tough to track down, and it's not real good. Although, as a document of you know, Flower Power London, it's pretty cool. The incidental stuff is neat.
There's, the bonuses and stuff.
Yeah, designed by Hapshash and the Colored Coat and the Fool, and you know, there's, if you know fashion and are into the ephemera of the era, then it's a really interesting movie just to see what's going on in London at the time. But yeah, as a film, it's not very interesting at all.
It is notable.
Mm-hmm.
It has great notoriety.
It's got Jane Birkin in it.
Well, that's...
Which I say A-okay to.
I find her to be attractive as well.
She is fetching.
I'll hail the Birkin. There's perhaps somebody defending Wonderwall on the phone right now.
Well, that's fine.
It rings at us.
Can't be Jack McGowan because he's dead.
No.
He's one of the stars of the film, of course. And, so, anyhow, yeah, it's out there. You can get it through Rhino Handmade and also just through Rhino Video.
Yeah.
I think there's a big monster package with posters and creepy craps, which I've got, and then there's the video floating around, which you can get separately.
If you're interested in seeing Wonderwall. Full Magumbi.
That's right. We started things off, of course, the Crystal Gale, singing Talking in Your Sleep.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Half the Way is another good Crystal Gale song I like.
Half the Way.
And then, you know, Don't It Make Your Brown Eyes Blue just works.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest hit, probably the most frequently heard hit.
The soft country crossover, as opposed to the hard country crossover of Achy Breaky Heart. Something like that.
Lady.
For so many years, and I thought I'd never find you.
Yes, when Lionel Richie started having hits with Kenny Rogers. When the Bee Gees moved over to write for Kenny and
Oh,
Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Kenny.
Enough of that. We do have, however, a request.
I love requests.
Not Kenny Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
Not Lionel.
No.
No, we have Jonathan. Richmond, that is. And his modern lovers.
Gentlemen at the top of the program. A frequent caller. Had a
request. Of course, I could do my Jonathan Richmond impersonation, and we can talk about the song. I don't feel like talking about it, though. I think that we just ought to play it.
This is more
Yeah.
More doing.
Oh, more, yeah, action. It's all about action. We're going to play it Modern Lover style.
This apparently was in a TV commercial for something or other, and that's what prompted the guy to come asking. We thought it was on the first Modern Lover record. The very first one. We're wrong.
No, it's on this thing. It's on a different one. The best of Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lover.
So the Jonathan Richman Modern Lover's best of CD is where you're going to find this one most readily.
He's just
in your favorite places.
He looks like a little. He's a little guitar playing Smurf on the back.
He's incredibly cute.
Look
on the back of that
he's got
thing.
Got the Astro Boy hair, the little pants. Oh golly.
He doesn't age.
Well, no, he does, really. Actually. Well, no.
He does.
Yeah, he's looking a little rough these days, but that's okay.
I saw some pictures of Prince in concert. He was in Australia last week, and there were some pictures online, and it's the first pictures I've seen where he actually shows his age. They may have been just particularly unflattering photos, and we've all got those, but it's like normally he kind of defies aging. His voice sounds fantastic and all sorts of stuff like that. These pictures, he actually looks like the mid-40s guy that he is.
Oh no.
And I went, ooh,
is he turning into James Brown?
Not quite yet. Okay. I don't think he ever.
He's not going to be an Applehead man.
I don't think he's going to. No, physically he's never going to turn to James Brown. He's so that won't happen. But career-wise, well, only time will tell.
Yeah, there's got to be another Rocky movie with the Prince song instead of, you know, Living in America, the James Brown song.
Hey, Prince will be around when he's older. He could actually do like the 30th anniversary of Living in America, and it'll seem to be seen as a retro thing. So there'll be some Rocky film in the future, and Prince will do the James Brown will be gone by that time, and. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, they take that idea and go to the bank. We'll make them in.
Yeah, what he said. No, we got sidetracked from our request.
Though. Yeah, I've done that before, too.
Yeah, a guy's been wanting to hear this for, ever so long.
We'll finally deliver the goods.
We're going to deliver the goods to you today. The ice cream man is going to come around. It's the ice cream man.
Requested from Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers on Cosmic Slop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hi there, everybody. We're the Modern Lovers. We're going to sing about the ice cream man for you. Well now,
ice cream man,
upon my street, I heard your truck outside is really neat.
Ice cream man,
upon my block, your little chimes, they reel and they rock.
Ice cream man,
ring your bell.
Ice cream man,
upon my block now, your chimes,
they
reel and rock. Now
ice cream man,
on my street, your little truck noise,
need,
and ice cream man, upon my block, I heard your chimes, I know they reel and they rock.
Looking for more information about Rocktober events? Jump online and check out RadioK.org for a complete listing of special 10th anniversary concerts, news, and programming. RadioK.org, your online guide to Rocktober.
Sorry to hear, it's too late. Tahir writes in and says, "For my money, Mr. Blue Sky is the best ELO song. Honorable mention to Horace Wimp. Last Train to London in Confusion.
Horace
double A-side
Wimp,
single.
The Diary of Horace Wimp. Holy cow.
Horace Wimp,
or the
this
ballad
is your
of
life.
Wimp.
Yeah.
I know the Horace Wimp song.
Can you play Mr. Blue Sky so your younger listeners can learn that the song predates the VW commercials? Well, yes, indeed it does, but...
Not this week.
Not this week. Next week, perhaps. We just heard the Rolling Stones, 2000 Man.
From the fabulous Lenticular 3D cover.
There's Satanic Majesty's Request. Mm-hmm. It's a heavy trip that they're laying on us there, man. Having an affair with a random computer.
It's because there was so much... See? You can draw a line from 2000 Man to Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robot.
Mm-hmm.
The song about, I think, the second song on the album.
There you go. Modern Lovers, Ice Cream Man, by request.
Mm-hmm.
Started things off, and that does it for us.
It is. We'll be back with more Cosmic Slop next Sunday at 2 p.m.
Oh, heavens to Betsy, yes.
And, you know, Kyle's here. We're going to have a fine time in the rock and roll fashion until the new...
He's got Falco in the house.
Yes. And it's daylight savings, of course, which means what?
Daylight saving is over, actually.
Well, it's true.
We're outside of the daylight saving window.
Which means that Kyle has
And it's daylight saving
Kyle
time.
Has to go off the air at 5:30 this week.
Not savings, saving.
5:30 the AM goes
5:30,
away.
Oh, that's hardly any time at all. So we're going to be eating...
His precious time.
Significant percentage of your precious time.
But there is still FM and there is still RadioK.org online listening.
That's
so fear
right.
not. unless you're addicted to the AM, mm-hmm. There is an online and an FM options for you, 106.7, of course.
Y'all out there listening to KUOM AM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and KUOM FM St. Louis Park, Radio K.
Yes.
Your home for Procol Harum in the Twin Cities. And that's what we're going to deliver to you right now.
The other Procol Harum songs.
Yeah. This one's outside of the two.
The big two.
Yeah.
You want Conquistador? You want Wider Shade?
KQ is the answer for
Dude,
you.
Dude, are they ever.
But if you want to hear nothing that I didn't know,
mm-hmm.
you got to turn to us.
Yes. It's Cosmic Slop. We'll see you next week. Kyle's up next. Enjoy the harem.
This is Nothing That I Didn't Know by Procol Harum on Cosmic Slop. We'll see you next week. Ta!
You know well who we are.
Radio K.
You know our mission.
Real college radio.
You stole my prophecy.
exist and operate to unite the nation.
Radio K.
That right there is the Black Eyed Snakes right here on Radio K with a track with their kind of a dedication track to the style of music that Bo Diddley helped create called what else but Bo Diddley. In fact, throughout the thing, it may sound like they're saying hey Bob Dylan throughout it because there's so much distortion, and that's actually what I thought it was for the longest time. Even though the song is called Bo Diddley, I still thought they said Bob Dylan. But no, they're saying...